The Osgood File, sponsored by BASF. Through science and sustainable innovation, BASF enables its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF. We create chemistry. This is Dave Rawson for Charles Osgood. In the town of Wałbrzych, Poland, and I got that pronounced from the online dictionary,
Wałbrzych.
Polish authorities have blocked off a wooded area near the railroad tracks because of an invasion of treasure hunters who are convinced they have found the final resting place of the legendary Nazi gold train.
Locals have known about these tunnels, but they haven't yet been thoroughly explored, which of course leaves people wondering whether there are still big secrets hidden in these rocks.
More after this from Charlie. The story goes that in 1944, with the Red Army driving the Germans out of Poland, retreating Nazi soldiers loaded a train full of gold, drove it into a tunnel, and sealed the entrance. Now, two men, a German and a Pole, claim to have discovered the secret entrance, which has attracted quite a crowd of gold seekers, including CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
The two treasure hunters weren't talking, so we asked their lawyer about the discovery.
What is it?
It's an armored train, 400 feet long, Jaroslav Kimilewski told me, though he hasn't actually seen it.
He hasn't seen it because the tunnel is still sealed. The treasure hunter's claim is based on underground radar images. But as for the local historian Elizabeth Palmer talked with...
What did you think? What was your reaction?
I thought it's a garbage.
Garbage?
Yeah. It's a fake, perhaps.
Because you've heard it before.
Yeah, I heard it many times.
And so the area remains blocked off. Polish authorities say it's to keep people away from the active railway that still operates in the area. But I have a feeling that not a single treasure hunter believes that. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 44.